Today's K-movie is, as I announced, it's silenced. 도가니. Sometimes it's called The Crucible. This is a 2011 Korean film based on the novel The Crucible, written by Kong Ji-young. This is directed by Squid Game's director Hwang Dong-hyuk, and the film stars Kong Yoo and Jung Yoo-mi as leading characters. This is based on the event, real events that took place at Gwangju Inhwa School for the Deaf, where young deaf students were the victims of repeated physical and sexual assaults by faculty members over 5 years in the early 2000s. Kang In-ho, played by Kong Yoo, who is working to earn money for his daughter's surgery, is appointed to a school for hearing-impaired children in Gwangju. But what he discovers there is an ugly truth. The children are being physically and sexually abused by their teachers. When he decides to fight for the children's rights and expose the crimes being committed at the school, In-ho teams up with human rights activist Seo Yu-jin, played by Jung Yoo-mi. But he and Yu-jin soon realize the school's principal and teachers, and even the police, prosecutors, and churches in the community are actually trying to cover up the truth. Depicting both the crimes and the court proceedings that let the teachers off with minimal punishment, the film sparked public outrage upon its September 2011 release, which eventually resulted in a reopening of the investigations into the incidents. With over 4 million audiences in Korea having watched the film, the demand for legislative reform eventually reached its way to the National Assembly of South Korea, where a revised bill, dubbed the Dogani Bill, was passed in late October 2011 to abolish the statute of limitations for sex crimes against minors and the disabled. Korean film critic An Si-hwan says, "For the past few years, we have seen almost no South Korean films that actively examine the state of our society, the values of what is right and what we need to do, the way the Crucible, Dogani, does." In Korea, the film was ranked number one for 3 consecutive weeks and grossed 7.8 billion won in its first week of release, and grossed a total of 35 billion won after 10 weeks of screening. After the film's release, Kong Ji-young's book, Dogani, which first recounted the crimes and provided the bulk of the film's content, topped national bestseller lists for the first time in 2 years. Then-ruling conservative political party, Grand National Party, then called for an investigation into Kong Ji-young for engaging in political activities, a move that was met with public derision. It received the Audience Award at the 2012 Udine Far East Film Festival in Italy, and conversations about the film and its impact re-emerged when the Samsung Economic Research Institute, called SETI, released its annual survey of the year's top 10 consumer favorites in 2011. Based on a poll of market analysts and nearly 8,000 consumers, SETI's Korea's top 10 hits of 2011 ranked Silenced, Dogani, among the year's top events. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about how the law was made after this movie came out. The film sparked public outcry over lenient court rulings, prompting police to reopen the case and lawmakers to introduce bills for the human rights of the disabled. 4 out of the 6 teachers at the Gwangju Inhwa School, for whom serious punishment was recommended by the education authority, were reinstated after they escaped punishment after the statute of limitations. Only 2 of them were convicted of repeated rapes of 8 young students and received jail terms of less than a year, which is outrageous. 71-year-old ex-teacher Kim Young-il recently claimed that 2 children had died when the incident took place in 1964, after which he was beaten and forced to resign his job by the vice principal. 2 months after the film's release and resulting controversy, Gwangju City officially shut down the school in November 2011. And a year later, the Gwangju District Court sentenced the 63-year-old former administrator of Gwangju Inhwa School to 12 years in prison for sexually assaulting an 18-year-old student in April 2005, which is way too low for what he did. He was also charged with physically abusing another 17-year-old student who had witnessed the crime. The victim reportedly attempted to kill themselves afterward. The administrator, only identified by his surname Kim, was also ordered to wear an electronic anklet for 10 years following his release. In 2011, the Korean National Assembly passed the Dogani Law, Doganibop, named after the Korean name of the film, removing any statute of limitations for sexual assault against children under 13 and the disabled. This also raised the maximum sentence for rape of young children and the disabled to up to life in prison and abolished the clause requiring that victims prove they were unable to resist due to their disability. Movies can change the world, indeed. Did you guys know Gong Yoo's, it's not an actual name. His real name is Gong Ji-chul, but he's better known by his stage name, Gong Yoo. He's best known for his roles in the television dramas Coffee Prince, which came out in 2007, and then Guardian, the Lonely and Great God, which came out in 2016. Recently, The Silent Sea, 고요의 바다, which came out last year. Then finally, this film, Silenced. And he also appeared in Train to Busan, Busan-heng. This name Gong Yoo is a combination of his father's family name Gong and of his mother's family name Yoo. So combined, Gong Yoo means to share. So we'll all get to share Gong Yoo. It's a beautiful name.
Download the Arirang Radio application.
Type in
A-R-I-R-A-N-G.
Arirang Radio on your app store.
Download it and listen to
Arirang Radio.
88.7 in Jeju City,
88.1 in Seogwipo City,
101.9 in the Taejong area,
Channel 144 on Sirius XM in the U.S. Arirang Radio.
Tune in, Arirang Radio.